Hello and welcome, WCBC, Worldwide Celestial Broadcast Communications. On this episode, we're going to take you to another short story, Divine Love Story, Pray Without Ceasing, May 31st, 2021. My name is Brooke Folk. I'll be your author and narrator of this short story. So many interpretations and the meanings rendered. It is cause for hopelessness among many who strap on a literal meaning. How could one expect to continuously pray and at the same time live the many daily demands of life? What would our Creator, the one we call Father, impose such a demand of His children, of which you and I are one? Surely not, and of course not. Like the many twists and turns that mankind has tweaked the little black book for their own benefit in their ruling time periods, has this statement without ceasing crippled many faithful attempts to adopt the prayer module while living life? Simply, prayer is between you and your Creator. Jesus referenced God as His Father, and in reverence, Father has been a personal choice in my prayer life, because He truly is the Father of all mankind, and that makes us all brothers and sisters. As a side note, I was without a physically known father for the first 17 years of life. A wonderful stepfather figure and his family adopted me as one of their own at age 9, yet I chose to address him by his first name for whatever reason. Even when knowing the identity of my biological father, there was never any acknowledgement of that relationship between us in our conversation, and though his daughter and I became friends, there was never any feeling of a father-son relationship with her dad. So, a personal observation, I have only addressed God as my Father. So comfortable, so accurate a depiction for me, both in my physical, created being, and as my Heavenly Father to which I pray, though perhaps not without ceasing. Without ceasing would be like a run-on sentence, sometimes full of non-thought, non-thought-out verbiage to accurately articulate a meaning, like filling in the dead air of a radio program with anything that comes to mind just to not allow radio sin of dead air. With well over 50 years of a radio career, I gushed out a lot of fill words to escape the uncomfortable silence. It even bleeds into my personal conversations. Meaningless fill words were... silence may have been much more meaningful. I think this paragraph gets my point across, so I'll cease. Without ceasing. In context to prayer, which is the acknowledgement of being dependent in all that we do and being thankful for our very existence, we should pray regularly and often for our being. Here is what others do not equate in their descriptions of what without ceasing means. Physical and soul perceptions. Our physical minds have been given free will, and it has surely run amok and seeks all things from a material mindset. It's what we all have been taught. Seek material pleasures and goods. Accumulate wealth. The soul mind, yes, we have two minds, is our spiritual reasoning center and has the truth and wisdom of life's purpose. It has been trying to communicate with our physical minds the truth of our identity and purpose. However, it is our powerful physical minds that has suppressed this rapport and gives little or no recognition to this possible enlightenment. After all, your soul was created long before you became you. Have you allowed that statement to sink into your physical mind? Has your mind been aware of this truth all the time and been reluctant to give way to the soul mind because it fears the loss of the power in controlling your life by the gift of free will? This is a simple truth, and if you desire to seek truth from your souls, you will begin knowing of your true existence. What purpose is life? And why are we here? And where are you going when you take that last physical breath? There is one important key to begin opening the floodgates of these simple truths of knowledge, prayer. It can be assessed by fervent prayer, the fervent desire to know the truth. The truths that Jesus taught and is teaching can begin a new chapter in your physical life, regardless of your age or religious affiliation. Your soul's been praying for becoming at one with the Creator all along, praying without ceasing on your behalf. Because God bestowed free will upon mankind, and just like our first parents who refused God's great gift of His essence, His divine love, we as a people allowed our physical minds to overpower our soul minds in living life, and its insatiable appetite for power, control, and material wealth. What prayer could possibly cause this probability, and how do I know this will be the truth? Your soul will tell you so. You will begin sensing an excitement within. Finally, a sign that you are willing to have this awakening. What is this prayer? Let it be your words, your earnest, sincere, simple prayer to God. Father, I'm confused. Could it be that the words I just read or listened to are true? That you have for me a gift so powerful and life-altering because I so desire your truth? Please awaken my soul to these truths. I desire your essence, your divine love, to enter into my soul. Amen. If you got a minute today, begin a prayer conditioning, soul exploring expedition in your life. Become a 1 minute prayer manager at the top of every hour. Angels are joining with us. Many truth-seeking spirit souls are joining us. The power energies of prayer are exponentially magnified in group circles of prayer that generate radiant circles of light energy. Soul is pure energy. You are welcome to join this circle of like-minded souls seeking God's truths. Pray a 1 minute prayer, or 30 seconds, or even 15 seconds, on the top of each hour. God's ear is always open and ready to cause the responses to our combined prayers. Adding an app to your phone, such as Blip Blip, can chime a reminder on the hour on your phone. Comments? brookfolk@gmail.com. Website, gotaminute.today. Thank you. This has been another Divine Love short story on praying without ceasing and a meaning. This is Brooke Folk, WCBC Worldwide Celestial Broadcast Communication.